Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
John Foster Dulles wrote, "Of all the tasks of government, the most basic is to protect its citizens against violence. Merciful God, we live in a violent and sinful world, and we once again look at what we can do to protect our citizens. We know that there will be darker days, for you have taught us that the human heart is deceitful above all things. Yet we also know that you will be ultimately victorious, and you will comfort your people. So walk with us these days, and let us look and find and celebrate those who do what is righteous, and walk that road with them. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevaney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 58th.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me great pleasure this morning to introduce some very special guests with us. They've already been over to the House, and now they're over at the Senate, learning how government really works. And behind me in the gallery, I have the fourth grade students from St. Francis Xavier Catholic School in Taos. There are 19 students and 16 parents in the gallery, and they're accompanied by their teacher, Mrs. Laura Besson. Please help me make them feel
welcome
today.
Will all the
guests
of the senator from Cole please rise for a recognition by the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce to you and the body four wonderful young ladies we hear from Kansas City this morning. We have Danira Boston, twins Adrienne and Ashlyn Clark, and Xavier and Herring, who are here in the Capitol today. I'm delighted that they're here. They're such wonderful young ladies, and I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from the 9th, who will be made pages for the day. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests today. I often talk about how I represent 42 municipalities. And today, among us in this chamber, I have a few of my mayors that are in my district, and I'm so pleased that they're here today. I'm very proud of these individuals because they have a lot of challenges ahead of them, and they're doing all that they can do possible so that we can all live within our means and our municipalities. If the body would give them a warm welcome, that would be great.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from the 14th to the Missouri Senate. Please rise. Please rise for recognition. Introductions. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, to my left in the upper gallery and your right, we have the fourth grade class from Norburn. Like the body, make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these guests of the Senator from Saline to the Missouri Senate today. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from KOMU TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber this morning. Mr. President, would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
Affirmative. Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 33, a concurrent resolution relating to the Joint Interim Committee on State Employee Wages with an emergency clause adopted. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 6, also House Concurrent Resolution 46, also House Concurrent Resolution 49, also House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1890, an act relating to health insurance coverage, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent for the Senate to stand at ease.
Senate will stand at ease. Thank you.
Senate will come back in session. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from ABC 17 News have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for announcement.
Senator, we're on the business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to be making a recess motion until 3 o'clock. We still have some discussions occurring. We don't want to allow committees an opportunity to meet, and we'll come back at 3 o'clock. Thank you, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion from the Senator. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction of guests as my announcement. Seeing no objection, I'd like to introduce some guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Request unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a great group here from the Training Center Christian School in Garden City, Missouri, which is in Cass County. Their teacher is Annette Leathers, and they've got four great students here: Tyler Sorrell, Michael Collins, Cherokee Engelman, and Cheyenne Crawford.
Would the guests and the Senator Johnson that are risen with the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome? Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce the body to some of my brand new best friends here at from St. Rose Elementary in Florissant, Missouri. They've come all the way. They've been waiting, hoping to see some action. This is really all we got to give them for a while. So if you guys could move around, do some stuff. And I'd ask the doorkeeper to come and get the guy in the purple shirt away from them. He's bothering a lot of them. But they are guests of the senator from the 13th. He's up there being his usual congenial self. So on his behalf, I'd ask the body to welcome him.
Would the guests from the senator of the 13th, introduced by the senator from Lawrence, please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome? Senator from Johnson.
Thank you. I'd like to seek unanimous consent to introduce another special group.
Seeing no objection.
The senator from Hall and I have some friends. They're from the West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Eric Judd, Barry Slayton, and Todd Wilbanks. And they're here somewhere in the upper gallery. So,
would the guests of the senator from Johnson please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome? We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 3 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 3 p.m. this day.